This is the BBC. We quote from the Manchester Guardian, 7:10:57. Excavations which began in May at the Tower of London have now been completed without the discovery of any buried treasure. This was announced by the Ministry of Works.
But that's how the old taxpayers' money goes there.
Excavations were carried out to provide information about the war.
Yes, folks, yes, folks. And also to supply a plot for the old leather goon show.
The story starts in the year 1600.
My master is away on American shores. The Peru. His sentry walks the battlements, and the time is half past two.
Halt! Who goes there? Advance down and be recognized.
Blow your finger, sentry. Tis I, Sir Walter Raleigh.
Sir Walter Raleigh? Got any fags?
Listen now, good spearman Eccles.
Uh-huh.
We're about to embark upon a plot.
Oh.
You see yon treasure chest I'm holding?
Yep.
Get hold of the other end.
Okay.
Oh, whoa, this is heavy. Now grab hold of this end.
Okay.
Right. Now you've got both ends.
Hey, Doc. I've only got this end.
Nonsense. Who's got the other end?
It's me.
It is me. I'm holding both ends.
There you are, folks. Let's see him do that on television.
I am our my captain. We got a boat standing by with the oar sticking over.
Right. Then here is the pin the plot. This chest contains certain treasure which I intend to smuggle home and bury in the Tower of London.
Right, sir. I'll just get my book of airy sea phrases out, sir. All airy hands aloft the airies. Hurl the spunnikin and clipper the knee.
That was in 1600. I say, it was jolly noisy, wasn't it? However, our story continues in 1957 at a meeting of the Ministry of Works.
But I tell you all, God has been a great father power. Oh, the power of England forever and the three are buckets of my foot.
Oh, mine for the drains at Hackney. Oh, and all the pong at Battersea.
Yeah.
Moriarty, I must read Hansard tomorrow.
Why, has he written another book?
Fire trees at the back.
That's fine.
And short at the side.
You've got a punch at the front.
Gentlemen, could we close the doors, please? Right. Now we're all outside, we can speak freely. About these excavations we're carrying out in the tower.
Do you find any treasure, then?
What? You know very well we're only digging down to see if the walls of the tower are safe. I'm afraid the result was a failure.
A failure? Why?
We didn't find any buried treasure.
You couldn't have been digging in the right place. I just made it up.
Don't go into that. Oh, it was the right place, all right. But the treasure wasn't there.
The treasure buried in the wrong place?
Precisely.
Then why don't we dig there?
Come, it would be folly to dig for it in the wrong place.
What we must do is to find the right, wrong place. What we've been digging in is the wrong right place.
I second that. Now, I suggest that we consult a treasure expert.
My card.
The speaker was a tall, pale man clad in livery.
Yes. And this tall livery man clad in a pail is Count Jim. I must get those hinges on my socks oiled. Moriarty, world bankruptcy champion for the year ending 1957. I am Gritpipe Finn, treasure expert.
Make me a tender for recovering the treasure.
The recovery, my dear boy, is free. It's the digging that comes out a little expensive.
How much?
Well, each shovelful of earth excavated will be posted to you, and you will remit by return post 1 guinea.
I accept. When do you start excavating?
Moriarty.
Please. It's no good digging here. The treasure's at the Tower of London.
Ah, but we are approaching it from underneath, you see. That way we avoid the traffic at Oxford Circus.
So that's how you do it. Send me that shovel. I want to get home early tonight.
Where do you live?
In a hole in the ground.
An ideal position for hearing Max Geldray and his old Dutch conch. Moriarty, a quick hour. Splendid.
The Treasure in the Tower, Part 2. Let us go back to that fateful night aboard the ship in the year 1600.
Right! Get around, shipmate! It was a dark and stormy night, and the captain said to one of his men, "Tell us a story." And the following story I told. I don't wish it in it. No! You see this map of the tower? No. Listen, you nit, this is radio. You don't have to see a real map.
Oh. Oh, then I see it, yeah.
Where? Oh. Here's the good. Now, when we arrive there, we're going to bury the treasure there.
Oh.
And then we'll screed in the council
street. We'll do this with an atmosphere.
Meanwhile, in 1957, dawn is striking midnight over the Tower of London. The guard commander discharges his duties.
Not so loud, please.
You
want to wake the sentries up? They've had a hard day posing for tourists, you know. Now another portion of raven pie. Yes, Tower Speciality de la Tower, the Tower de Londres. Oh, dear. Now, I usually have a knock on the door about here. There it is. Dead on time, the old 1223. I wonder who the driver is.
It's me, sir.
Gad, it's Guardsman Tom Euros. I say, wait a moment. Who else is in your battle dress with you?
It's me, Jim. Me, Jim.
Rattle me, cruddlers. It's Rifleman Spriggs. Let go, sir.
Whistle. Yes, sir. Two men sharing one uniform. Sharing one uniform.
You know you're not allowed to sublet your battle dress.
But it's only occupying the basement.
Gad, it must be hell down there. Wait a moment. I believe I can hear footsteps in your boots.
Yes, man. That's me.
Good heaven, that means there's three men in one battle dress.
Major Bloodnock.
It's Havildar Singh's thing.
Major, sir. I hear strange noises coming from underneath the crown jewels type room.
Oh! Hand me my loaded jeweler's glass.
Yes, sir.
Now, take this photo of me holding a gun and go and challenge them.
Now, according to Seagoon's instructions on this shovel, the treasure is right above us, Moriarty.
Oh, just a few more strokes of this.
I can see daylight. You're through, Moriarty.
You mean I'm fired?
You fool.
Look, a whole treasure. Crowns, scepters and orbs. And other things that people can't see on radio.
No wonder they couldn't find the treasure. The fools dug down for it. This treasure was buried above ground level.
Heads up! What are you two doing in the Royal Crown Jewel stage?
Moriarty, put this crown on quick.
Right.
Who are you, I say?
I'm the King of England.
Oh. Oh, go and put the kettle on.
He's gone, Gritpipe.
Yes, Your Majesty. Put the treasure in the sack now.
Wait till the Minister of Work sees this.
Meanwhile, back in 1600, the good ship Venus approaches.
Great Spolicans! Look yon, silhouetted against the darkness. I see the Tower of London.
Meantime, in 1957...
Gad, silhouetted against the darkness, a wooden galleon sailing into the pool of London. Fire!
Back in 1600...
We better get the treasure ashore in the airy longboat, sir.
Yes.
Nor blast, I say. Blast arms. We left the treasure chest back in airy America.
America?
Airy.
Harry Eccles.
Harry Seagull.
Nip back for it.
Right.
What's keeping him?
Meantime, in 1957, two figures with crown jewels creep along, which makes the people in 1600 say...
Gadsooks, what strangely clad mortals!
Not so loud, Moriarty. Douse those owls, Moriarty. People see them. Harry, here's the Ray Ellington spawn.
Want you, but I hate to lose you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. But I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Yes, you got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more, 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 more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. You got me in between. Yes, you've got me in between the devil and the deep blue
The Treasure in the Tower, Part 3, 1957.
Ah, gentlemen, come in.
Good news, Mr. Minister. We found the buried treasure in the tower. Look.
Full of valuable sound effects.
Well, if it weren't for the fact that they weren't the crown jewels, I'd swear they were the crown jewels.
Little does he know that they are, folks. But we're not going to be lumbered with them.
There, gentlemen, your fee. £10,000 in sterling.
Ta, Niddy. Come, come. Goodbye, Niddy. A sailor's farewell. Officer, arrest that man for stealing the crown jewels.
What? That sailor's lying. You can't arrest me. I'm the minister of something or other.
In summing up, the judge said...
It's quite clear you didn't know these were the crown jewels. Not guilty. On the second charge, 10 years hard labor.
Second charge?
Yes, being a minister of the government and accepting money for it. To wit, robbery. 10 years...
10 years later.
Ah, free at last.
Who said it was 10 years later?
I did, sir.
10 years how?
No, wait, let me out. I was only saying what was in the script. It's nothing to do with me.
I'll help you, mate. 10 years later.
Free at last.
Who said 10 years later?
You just did.
Let me out, I'm the judge.
Well, thank heavens the crown jewels are back in the tower. That means I won't have to redeem the real ones I pawned.
I pawned your horse.
Great splattocks of crab. In the ocean, it's an idiot in a Tudor swimming costume and dragging a treasure chest.
Verily, givest thou me aid. Grab my hand and take my chest.
You're a funny shape, aren't you?
Oh, God jokes upon the face of Cardoy. Pa!
What?
Oh, I spun. Thou art strangely dressed. Thou art strangely dressed.
Obviously an idiot. Strange occurrence. I'll make a note of this in my military diary. October 1950.
What year did that?
1957, October.
1957?
Yes.
Oh, I've swum too far.
Well, where are you from then?
1600.
What?
I'd better be getting back. Hup!
Well, I don't know who you were, sir, or where you came from, but you did me a power of good. Good for you, lad. Come again. Part three. The Ministry of Works excavations in the boiler room off Mint Street. That was rather quick, wasn't it? For which I shall put on my Crun kit.
But, Mr. Crun, what makes you think the treasure is buried in the boiler room?
It's warmer down there.
Splendid reel.
Now, first we must find the exact spot where the treasure is buried.
Splendid idea. You'll get a copy of the birthday honors for this.
Miss Bannister?
Yes?
Miss Bannister here is a qualified treasure diviner with honors in steam and banjo.
Good heavens! To look at her, you'd never have thought she'd ridden a horse in her life.
Okay, buddy.
Get ready for my hairy divining. I'll just put on these cardboard bicycle clips now. I'm ready, buddy.
Come on,
get on that rhythm organ.
Right.
1, 2.
Yes, what a great year 1957 was for England. Meantime, back in 1600, aboard the hairy longboat.
Kazook, Slaty, and Osman, listen. I hear sounds of pipe organ.
There must be someone digging for treasure for. Someone must have got the wind off it.
They couldn't have. I had it deodorized.
All right.
But hold on. Yes.
Shh. Ooh.
Hold! Someone approaches. Jones! Tis a heap of upright clothing with a hat on top.
You insult the uniform and legs are flippato.
Spillikins! A voice comes from within the trousers.
It is me, the Beefeater of England. See, holds out dirty big lump of meat. Also a choice of two veg.
Thou speakest in fine conundrums.
Oh.
Come, help us with this chest.
Oh, you got trouble with your chain. My mum rubs mine with hot agony oil. There you go. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, you rhythm man. Don't move. Who are you? Who are you?
Vain little farce. I am Sir Walter Raleigh.
Oh. Is this a television for schools, then? Oh, where's the cameras? I can do my idiot wave into my friends in school. Hello there, Harold Pratt. Hello, Mary Quill. Peter Cadbury and Vera Millington. Blue Buckel here. Tell the teacher I will be in tomorrow. I'm just standing by. Yes. All in the water. Well, they rally you.
Yes.
I shall never eat potatoes again. Thanks, I'm drowning. So that's why I never eat potatoes again.
Spillikins of blood. Heckles, pull him out. I'll take ye treasure and bury it in yon boiler room.
Heckles, save me.
Where are you?
In the water in 1957.
Oh, I can't help you then.
Anna.
I'm in 1600. I'm not really, I'm really not here.
What do you mean by the good man?
Oh, it's all your mother, man. this is 1957. You said this is 1957? Say yes. Well, if this is 1957, I'm dead.
Then why are you standing up?
Well, I'm not in... I tell you, I'm standing up. Because I'm in 1600 and you're not born yet.
So when can I tell my mum that my dad went off for me?
Meantime, a few yards away in
1957. Henry, oh, it's no good.
What's the matter, Mina? I was just getting in the treasure divining groove.
There's no treasure in the tower, buddy. I've dug down 30 feet and burst a water main.
I'd better bandage it with iodine.
You imposters! So you're not treasure diviners after all, you're water diviners. Where's my speaking trumpet? Oh, calling, boy.
He's calling, folks.
Hello, folks.
He's calling, folks.
Give over. This is... Hello, this is a sad day for the Ministry of Works, folks.
Oh,
all we've got for our troubles, folks, is a 30-foot hole, folks. Farewell, folks. Kadzooks, he has gone.
Arr, hello, folks. Then we can bury the treasure in the hole here.
And that, folks, is why in 1957 they didn't find the treasure that was buried in 1600. It's all in the mines, you know.
Oh.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Rainiger Quartet, Max Gelbrey, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens. Announcer, Wally Greenslade. The program produced by Charles Chilton.